This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Let's get to our champ and chump nominations. The champ, mine is Lavine Toyolo. 4 catches, 90 yards. The best day for a Lions tight end this year. I'll give it to Lavine Toyolo, my champ of the weekend.
Doug, I'm going to go with Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts as my champ. Here's a guy that decided he wasn't, once it was made known that Tua was going to be the starter at Alabama, everybody thought he was going to transfer, he's going to leave, because why wouldn't you? 26-2 as a starting quarterback, and he gets unseated. Seemed unfair. He stuck it out. He got some bit time playing with Alabama this year in the second half of games when things were in a blowout situation, particularly in the fourth quarter. But Tua got hurt. He got hurt against Georgia, and Alabama find themselves in a big hole playing for their playoff lives. In comes Jalen Hurts, goes 7 of 9 for 82 yards and a touchdown. He also ran for a touchdown in addition to 28 yards. Nice lift. Great job by the kid to stick with it, and I'm impressed by Jalen Hurts.
Let's get to our chump nominations. My chump of the weekend is the Lions offensive line. I think the foundation for success in every game is based on the battle of the trenches. They gave up 4 sacks and had 6 holding calls. 6. Each and every offensive lineman had one. Rick Wagner threw in an extra one just for fun. I thought that was one of the worst games they've played in a while. The Lions offensive line, my chump of the weekend.
Well, I can't echo that sentiment. I understand your frustration with the offensive line, but look who they're playing against. I mean, the best defensive player in the game, and then the guy who's, you know, obviously hell-bent on trying to, I don't know, do some damage to the Lions and the Dominican Sioux. My chump of the week is the NFL. The way that they have handled this Kareem Hunt situation, and I can throw the Chiefs in there too for just going ahead and releasing him. I know some people say, yes, bravo, Chiefs, release him. That's the right move. Do it in the summer. Do it in February when you find out about this incident. And it seemed like the NFL really didn't want, and nor the Chiefs, neither side really wanted to investigate this all that thoroughly. Kareem Hunt even says the NFL never contacted him. The girl in question was never contacted by the NFL. This is strange. You're going to tell me the NFL couldn't have access to this video? The Chiefs didn't have access to the video through the NFL? I'm just not buying it. I think it's a nice story that the NFL can say that we're not going to pay for videotapes and all that. Well, if you're going to do an investigation, you got to find some way to really investigate, like going through a police report. And I'm guessing the police had access to the video and they could tell you exactly what's on the video. So to come out 10 months later or 11 months later and say, well, he lied to us back then, I think it's utter crap. I think they got caught with their pants down again. Here's a star in the league in Kareem Hunt, last year's leading rusher in the NFL, who fresh off that rushing title has an incident, and the NFL just wants to sweep it under the rug, and they did right up until the time that TMZ got the video.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.